Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you this morning. And also in studio with us this morning is Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Candy, good morning. How are you doing?
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Yes, it is a good morning.
It's nice 50, out.
Oh, my gosh. It's 50. It's spring out there.
It is.
Feels like spring out there. 55. But I think that's where we're maxed out today. The high is supposed to be 55.
So it's going
to
drop.
It's going to drop later on. But as of right now, get out there and enjoy
it.
It's great weather out there. I mean, didn't even need a jacket this morning. So,
awesome.
So, a lot of things going on in Coffeyville, but of course, this morning you had your CNN meeting.
That's right.
So, let's hear all the good news from it.
Okay. All right. Well, we were actually a block away from you today. So, we were at the First Presbyterian Church, but the host was the Daylight Defenders Lions Club. We have so many great civic groups in our community that volunteer and give back. Daylight Defenders is one of them. But my hat's off to them because they meet at 6:30 in the morning. So
that's
brave
early.
Souls.
That's
but,
early.
You know, if you've got a busy day and you don't want to give up your nights, you're an early morning person, perfect club for you then.
So, well, yeah. Considering I get up at 4:30, so yeah, that would be the perfect club for me. So
it's perfect. But they're great. They do several projects here in the community. Their pancake feed, they do twice a year. They help with Relay for Life and the Fair and Rodeo. All of their fundraisers they use for projects here locally in Coffeyville. So they're always giving back. One of their big things they do, though, is back in the 1920s, which 1920s, 2020, so it was perfect.
There we go. Perfect.
Helen Keller challenged their organization to help the blind. And so that has been one of their